You're with SBS Radio.
My name is Kim Lardigas. I was born in Israel and I came to Australia when I was very young. I grew up in Tasmania. I had a bar mitzvah here in Tasmania. And so after my bar mitzvah, I discovered hiking in the wilderness and adventure. And so I started to explore this amazing island, Tasmania. When I finished school, I wasn't too sure what to do with myself, so I took off, as a lot of people do, and I travelled to Mongolia and the Himalaya, and it had a really big effect on me. I travelled there for 6 months, and I came home, and I started to work as a guide and an outdoor educator. So I worked here in Tasmania, and I discovered climbing, and climbing really, I was really hooked on climbing, particularly really inspired to climb big mountains after my trip to the Himalayas. After this, I basically spent the next 7 years just traveling the world, climbing, living as cheaply as possible, living in often in cars for 6 months at a time, and living out of abandoned huts in the forest, and yeah, just really trying to live a lifestyle that I could climb as much as possible. And eventually I came back to Tasmania, and now I spend probably half the year here and half the year overseas between climbing personally and also working as a mountain guide in New Zealand. And the rest of the time I live in Tasmania, where I work as an outdoor educator. So I work with young people, taking them into the wilderness, teaching them sort of outdoor skills and climbing skills and things like that. But also over the last 5 years, I started working on a children's book. So when I was going through school, I always thought I'd be an artist. I painted a lot. But then as I started climbing, I did a lot less of that, because just simply from a practical point of view, when you're on the road, it's quite hard to have a bunch of paints and things with you. You just really need to live a very minimalist lifestyle. So really it took till I came back here to Tasmania to really start painting again. And this project of making a kids book kind of took hold of me, and I would work at it when I got the chance, work at the writing and then the paintings. And generally I thought I'd give up on it, but kept at it and kept producing paintings.
What's the name of your book?
The name of my book is Zeth and the Yeti, so it's kind of an adventure story.
We are talking to Kim Lardigas from Hobart, Tasmania, who has written a book, a children's book. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Kim, I must tell you a secret. I knew there is a Jewish family or Jewish lady in Tasmania long ago when your mother, Michal, contacted me to SBS, and she said, Nitza, I listen to your program every Sunday. And for years, I think it's well over 20 years that Michal was listening to me from Tasmania. And whenever people said, oh, there are no Jews in Tasmania, I said, there is, or there are, and there is a synagogue in Tasmania. And you were born in Israel. What brought your family to Tasmania?
I think various things. My parents are always travelers, and my father is actually not from Israel. He's from Germany. And I think that at the time, it was just the start of the second Intifada in Israel. And I believe my father didn't really want to get to live there at that time. Like, it really seemed an unstable time. And that's probably why they came maybe at first, and just to explore a different place.
So your father is from Germany and your mum is Israeli?
Yes, yeah.
And what are your ties with Israel? Do you go often, or have you been back?
I have been back. Yeah, I travelled there as an adult, and it's an amazing place. I've only done one trip to Israel, and it was really, it's an amazing country. Probably in one of the hardest countries to describe, really. I think it's a crazy mix of different cultures and people, and I don't know. But yeah, so I've only been back once, but obviously growing up, my mother's very attached to Israel, and there's always Israelis visiting. Whenever there's an Israeli in Tasmania, my mum will somehow sniff them out and have them over for dinner. So I was often surrounded by Israeli people.
Kim, tell us about your book, because I saw the cover and I thought, wow, I mean, this is amazing book, very original and very exciting for children. First of all, the name of the book. Tell us about the name.
The name, gosh, Zeth and the Yeti.
So the name of the book is Zeth and the Yeti.
Correct.
Now, a Yeti is from the Himalayas, isn't it?
Yeah, so I guess the mythology of the Yeti is that they're a human human-like people. You might have heard of the abominable snowman. There are people that live in the Himalaya, in the mountains, a sort of prehistoric type person. So that's kind of the mythology that surrounds it. And people had always believed that. For a long time, people believed that Yetis did actually, in fact, exist. And I don't. Maybe they do. The idea of the book is kind of an adventure story.
And who is Zeph?
Zeph is just a regular boy who decides he's kind of had enough of his mundane existence and he really wants to go out and have an adventure. And he decides that what he's going to do is he's going to travel to the other side of the world and see if Yetis really do exist. And if they do, what are they like?
And where does he come from, Zeph?
Well, he doesn't really specify. I think it's open to interpretation. I'd like to think that people feel that...
International
Zeph,
boy?
Zeph could come from wherever.
He's international boy, and his adventure with the Yeti, with this mythological figure, I think half man, half animal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess nobody really knows what the Yeti is like, so...
But what's the mythology about it?
The mythology is, you know, you imagine, I suppose, a hairy creature that lives, you know, yeah, exactly, like almost like some kind of ape or gorilla or something that lives in the mountains of the Himalaya.
Zeph finds the Yeti.
Well, I won't give too much away, but yeah, Zeph finds his character and discovers that maybe he's not quite like he imagined him to be, or he imagined it to be, I should say.
So what are his adventures in the Himalaya mountains?
The adventure really, he has to leave, he starts from his home, and like all adventures, it's really more the full journey to get there. So he travels from his house over the ocean, and he travels through just all kinds of countries just to get to his final destination, which is in the mountains, the tops of some mountains, to find the Yeti. But I guess the whole story is that I tried to capture the feeling of being on an adventure or an expedition, that the constant ups and downs of traveling, you know, one moment things are going to plan, the next moment everything's kind of seems up in the air and you don't know what's going to happen next, and then there's long periods of boredom, and all this kind of stuff generally happens on an adventure. So that's what I really tried to imbue in the book.
We are talking to Kim Lagigas about his book Zeph and the Yeti, and Kim, we are really looking forward to see the book, and maybe you'll have a series of books about Zeph and the Yeti, because the concept is very exciting, and I'm sure that all the descriptions of the mountains come from your own experience and your own what you've seen. You describe the mountains to us as you've seen them while you were climbing the mountains.
Yeah, I guess they say you should write about what you know, and definitely I'm writing from my... trying to capture the feeling that I have when I travel and when I climb, and that whole experience of adventure.
First of all, I'm wishing you lots of luck with the book. Before I let you go, I really would like to know, what is the highest mountain that you climbed?
I've not climbed any extremely high mountains. I'm generally drawn more to steeper and more technical mountains that people maybe haven't climbed before. That's what really appeals to me, is there are mountains and places that people haven't been to.
I'm sure you make your mum very nervous. Do you take the right precautions?
As much as I can, for sure. Yeah, but last year I travelled to Nepal, and definitely higher mountains than you find in Tasmania.
Kim Lagigas, it was lovely talking to you, and good luck with your book, and good luck with your mountain climbing. Continue reaching for heights.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.